Today is a very sad day for Zambia as we have lost our founding father, President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, who shall always be remembered not only as a founding father, but as a uniting figure who united all the 72 different ethnic groupings of Zambia. We have learned many lessons from him: endurance, humility, love for humanity, and we will celebrate the many years that he has spent with us. All in all, he will be remembered as a revolutionary, as a fierce leader, but also as a very united figure that united this great country for the last 56 years. Even in his absence from office, he still remained the symbol of unity and patriotism.
What do Zambia see as his major legacy?
Those who remember him during the pre-colonial days, they remember him as a patriot, as a fearful patriot who became a vegetarian as a protest against the colonial rule that was not allowing the black people to buy meat from the door of a shop. Black people before independence were not allowed to go into a shop. They were only allowed to buy through windows from the shops of white colonial masters. And everybody else will remember him as a unifier of the nation who declared the one-party state in 1973 in order to unite all the 73 ethnic groupings of Zambia. They will remember him as a uniting figure who coined the motto, One Zambia, One Nation. He became an iconic figure. The whole of Africa will remember him as a pan-Africanist who spent many years accommodating liberation leaders from South Africa, Angola, ANC of South Africa. He will be remembered across Africa as a pan-Africanist who offered Zambia as a fortitude and a solace for revolutionary leaders who were fighting for independence from colonial powers.
What lessons can Zambia draw from his leadership style and his nature ahead of the upcoming elections?
Unity, non-violence, commitment to the nation, sacrifice, patriotism, and a no-nonsense man who fought against corruption. He introduced a leadership code to which he never allowed any of his cabinet ministers or senior government officials to own personal or private businesses. So remembering Kaunda will not be complete for any leader who engages themselves in corruption, who engages themselves in violence, who engages themselves in selfish acts, a person who fought against tribalism. And this is what we need to learn as Zambians going forward.